Every year on June 23rd, Olympic committees around the world celebrate International Olympic Day to promote Olympic values and encourage people to participate in sport. Here in Paris, the city used the day this year to promote itself as a host city of the Summer Games. Paris is bidding, along with Los Angeles, to host the Olympics in 2024. And Paris was keen to take advantage of this opportunity to highlight the French capital as an imagined Olympic village by building a track on the River Seine. 150 meters long, 8 lanes wide, and bright red, floating in the water below the Alexandre III Bridge, which is topped with golden statues. The iconic monuments of Paris are visible all around, including the Eiffel Tower. It made for an improbable-looking sight, which was the point, says Jean-François Martins, the deputy mayor of Paris in charge of sport. No other city in the world can offer such a backdrop to sport, he said. That's at the heart of the concept of the Paris 2024 project, beach volleyball at the base of the Eiffel Tower, fencing and taekwondo at the Grand Palais.
L'escrime et le taekwondo dans le Grand Palais, c'est exactement ça.
Paris has spent months, if not years, working on its plan to host the Games. The International Olympic Committee sent an evaluation team to visit in May, and it'll make a decision in September. What will be the deciding factor? Los Angeles is presenting a project where most of the sporting facilities for the Games already exist, so it will be a low-impact event, which is appealing, as the Olympics have been criticized for waste, both financial and environmental. Paris, which says it'll spend 1.7 billion euros of public investment to build an athletes' village and a new aquatic center, among other things, is banking on its location. And the Olympic Day event was all about highlighting it, as explains Bernard Lapasse, the co-chair of the Paris 2024 bid committee.
What
we want to do is show that we'll turn Paris into a real Olympic park, he said. We're going to transform Paris into the most unique Olympic park in the world. Putting a track in the Seine and organizing participatory sporting events all around it, on the banks of the river and on the bridge, the idea was to get the general public involved. And it appeared to be working.
That's the first time I've seen such an Olympic 100 meters track on the water. First time I've seen this.
Patrice was walking by, about to go try out the track himself. He says he'll be glad if Paris gets to host the 2024 Games.
I think it will be very nice to have all the eyes of the planet concentrating their point to Paris just for enjoying sports. So that would be, I think, a very great opportunity.
J'espère que Paris va gagner, mais il va gagner de toute façon.
Stephanie, who came to check out the event with her teenage daughter, says she hopes Paris will win the bid. Her family went to London for the 2012 Games.
On pourra aller voir les JO.
We'll be able to see the events live here, she says. It's better than Los Angeles, which has a big time difference and is far away. Paris really wants to host the Olympics. The city lost to London for 2012. It also bid for the 1992 and 2008 Games. The failed 2012 bid forced Paris to rethink its approach and its budget. The 2012 project was expected to cost 4.4 billion euros. The 2024 bid is much smaller. Money is key. Catherine, a Parisian resident for many years who came to see the track on the Seine, lived in Montreal in the 1990s and remembers people complaining about the 1976 Olympic Games there, which took decades to pay off.
I always remember how Montreal spent a lot of money and is still paying. So for me, it's a bad memory. But today, I'm proud to see how many people are going on the Seine. So it looks nice. Maybe I'll be changing my mind.
These issues of cost were at the top of the concerns for those who opposed the Paris 2024 bid. Opponents, who included the far left and green members of the Paris City Council, among others, they tried to raise awareness last year about the potential negative impact of the Games, but failed to gather much support.
There is no mobilization like in Budapest or Boston, with petition, with a lot of people, and it didn't happen here.
David Bayard is a Paris City Council member, the co-president of the ecological group at City Hall. In Budapest, a political group called Momentum managed to gather enough signatures to force a referendum on whether or not the city should bid for the Olympics. They ended up withdrawing the bid. Other cities decided not to bid either, including Boston in the U.S., Hamburg, Germany, and Rome, Italy, all because they didn't have popular support or their local governments or economic committees advised against it. In Paris, there was no massive opposition, but no enthusiasm either, says Bayard.
Because we had other topics with presidential elections. You know, I don't feel any enthusiasm. I don't feel that.
Bayal says he's not against sports, but he doesn't like the Olympics, which he says are too commercial, and he doesn't want to see them in Paris, first and foremost because of the costs. No city has ever turned a profit from the Games, he says.
There is no town where there is some benefits, except in Los Angeles in 1984. Because the town was the only one to be in competition to welcome the Olympic Games, and Los Angeles made some conditions. That's why there is some benefit for the town. But for all the other cities, the ratio between expenses and benefits were negative.
But it's not just the money that worries Bayard.
There is a second question for the Olympic Games. It's the environmental one, because when you welcome Olympic Games, there is a lot of people who are in town, and there is some pollution with that, some pollution with transport. There is some pollution with noises and the advertising. There is a lot of advertising everywhere. On television, of course, on the internet, but also in the public space everywhere, and it's visual pollution for everybody.
These issues were taken into consideration for the bid, but Paris still went ahead with it. And Bayard and the Greens now say they'll have to make the best of it.
So we lost. We lost. Paris decided to make an offer. So now we are trying to put proposals to improve the project.
Improving the project by limiting the amount of new facilities that need to be built.
We will try to reduce what we call white elephant. You know, when you build something which is used only for the Olympic Games and after it's not used because it's not configured for daily use. So we are very attentive to build structure which will be useful for normal use.
Overall, Bayard says the project put forward by Paris for 2024 isn't too bad. His issue, though, is with the International Olympic Committee itself.
Because we know that its committee is not fair and it's not transparent. The process of decision is not democratic. And they want to make Olympic Games as a cash machine. So I don't trust this committee.
Bayard says Paris would be better off without the IOC.
If the project could be without the Olympic committees, it would be okay.
He'd like to see Paris and Los Angeles, the two cities in the running for 2024, get together and impose conditions on the IOC. Los Angeles is no stranger to this kind of thing. It was the only bidder in 1984 and was able to dictate terms, cutting the IOC out of TV and sponsorship deals, for example. As the only two bidders for 2024, and with the IOC considering offering the 2024 games to one and the 2028 games to the other, the two cities are in a good position, says Bayard.
There is just two towns. We say, okay, just make pressure on the Olympic committees to say, we agree to organize Olympic Games, but it's with all conditions. We want transparency. We want you pay tax, because they don't pay taxes in France for money generated during the Olympic Games. We don't want so much advertising. If Paris says, okay, I don't want to organize Olympic Games, and Los Angeles says the same, there is nobody. It's a strong position for Paris and Los Angeles.
It's an idea, but the two cities are both determined to get the 2024 Games, so they're unlikely to work together. Bayard says that Parisians right now may not oppose the project, but they might get frustrated later when they see the bill.
We will see when Paris will pay for a new transportation infrastructure, and will pay for security, because security has not been budgeted enough. You know, it was the same for the Euros in 2016. We voted money to pay security because it was not enough. So it will be the same thing for the Olympic Games.
The Olympic Day event on the River Seine included divers jumping off boards attached to the bridge by the track, diving into the river. Anita came to take a look. She's not a big fan of the Olympics, but she does watch them. She's impressed by the installations here.
I think it's very beautiful on the River Seine.
And yet she questions the Olympics being held in Paris.
I think it should be every year in Greece, because I think it's too much to build all these equipments just for one year. I think it should be always in the same place.
That's one idea that's been floated by the current head of the International Olympic Committee as a solution to soaring costs and reluctance from cities to host the Games. But that's not right away. For now, Paris is vying to host 2024. The decision will be made in September. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.